sometimes these days, we feel we're being repetitive. It's the same message again and again, but that message is an eternal message. It's never going to change. The only thing that we know that is true is we have to believe in Hashem, we have to trust in Hashem, and we have to follow the principle of trach gut ve zayin gut. If we think good, it really be good. We cannot lose focus from this. There are many other alternatives out there how to deal with what we're going through, but the key elements remain emuna, bitachon, geula, and trach gut ve zayin gut. The whole world centers around Aleph, Beis, Gimel. The world starts off with an Aleph of Anochi Hashem Alekecha. Hashem precedes creation. Beis, Bereishis, Bara, Lekim. Hashem created the world. Beis, Febriyas, Olam. And Gimel, for Geula. And sometimes we have to go through a Beis, a Briyas, Olam, which conceals the light of Hashem, in order to come to the Gimel, Geula. The entire Torah is all around this thing. And if we keep strong and understand that we're on the way to the Gimel, to the Gimel of Geula, to the Gimel of Gilui, or the revelation of Mashiach, we'll make it through. We have to repeat this again and again to ourselves. We have to appreciate everything that Hashem gives us. We do this in the Seder. We go through 15 Dayenus, and we say about every single thing, if only this Dayenu, if the Eibishtu wouldn't take us out of Mitzrayim, would it only take us out of Mitzrayim and wouldn't do more, Dayenu, that's enough. If it would take us out of Mitzrayim, but it wouldn't judge the Mitzrayim, that would be enough. If he wouldn't split the Yam, that would be enough. If he wouldn't give us the Torah, that would be enough. And if he wouldn't bring us to Eretz Yisrael. We are so lucky and privileged with what we have. We need to thank Hashem for what we have. I am alive right now. Baruch Hashem, thank you, I'm alive. Thank you for every moment that I can breathe. Thank you, Hashem, not only I'm alive, I have a roof over my head. Thank you that I can... Not only I'm alive and I'm breathing and I have a roof over my head, I have relatives that are alive, Baruch Hashem. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the message. We thank Hashem and we think it will be good, b'poel mamish. You know, we look for all different kinds of zgulas and mitzvahs. We get so excited. Once in 28 years, we have an opportunity to make a bracha, birchas hachama. We have opportunity now to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishmarta Ma'udon Afshesechem in a way that we were never able to fulfill before. We have to seize the opportunity to fulfill the biggest mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah that encompasses the whole entire Torah, which is V'chai Be'em. Let us do this mitzvah with simcha, with chayis, with abren. Someone commented to me and he said, never in my life did I daven without a minion. I can't daven without a minion. And I asked him if a child needs to go to the doctor on Shabbos. If you need a hatzolah chas v'shalom on Shabbos, if a woman has to give birth, will you say, I was never be mechal on Shabbos, if I won't be mechal on Shabbos? The Yetzirah is a umen b'malachta, he's a professional, and he tries to weaken us from this most important mitzvah. Why do you find people that have find it very hard to eat on Yom Kippur when the doctor says they have, and the Rav tells them they have to eat on Yom Kippur? Why all of a sudden they become so frum, and they don't normally seek out such kind of mitzvahs? The answer? The Yetzirah has 613 mitzvahs to pick on. And he divides his time equally between all those mitzvahs. Comes a time when there's one mitzvah, the person unfortunately cannot perform any other mitzvahs. But the mitzvah he can do is going to shmark men la shesechem. The Yetzirah stands strong against that mitzvah and doesn't let it keep that mitzvah. And finally, one more word about this virus. This virus is very, very small. You can't see it. You can have a hair size and it can be so much of this virus multiplied. Not in the length of the hair, but in the width of the hair. This virus goes from one person to another without us even knowing about it. People can carry the virus many days before they even have symptoms. This is in the negative. In the positive, we have a positive virus. We have the Nitzus Mashiach, the spark of Mashiach. We all have a spark of Mashiach within us. We might not feel it. We have it and we can affect one another with it. And even before the symptoms of this spark are showing themselves, it's fully there. It's poil pulase, it's effective. The Eibishter lighted, turned a fire on to the wall of Golus. He's burning down that wall of Golus with all those Mashiach sparks. Those Mashiach sparks are fully there and present, whether we're aware of it or not. It is here. The Rebbe told us, years ago, Mashiach is here and he's already active. We're already standing on the threshold of Geula. We're already in Yemaisa Mashiach. We need to open our eyes and see the reality of Mashiach. And as soon as we see that reality, it'll be fully revealed. We will have Geula. Soll der Ewigste helfen, someone said, wenn es in der Sidon li Goel ist bei Gematria Tavshin Pei, it shouldn't only be a Gematria of Tavshin Pei, the numerical value of this year, we should have the actual Mashiach.